Falcon fans, welcome back. Welcome back. Another episode of D Block. Of course, got the guys here with me. This week, you know, good show lined up for you. It's called the Rookie Edition. We're going young. You know, D Block, we got love for all the guys on the team. Anybody help us out? Young, old, fat, small, tall, skinny. We got love for you on D Block. So we're going to dedicate this show to the rookies. We're going to bring the young guys in. See if we can find out and learn a little bit about the young guys. How about that, D Block?
Let's do it, man.
Hey, rooks. Y'all come on. Hey, hold on. We're going to bring them in one by one. We're going to let them introduce themselves. Right. How about that?
All right, man.
First rook. Come on in, son. Come on in. Rook. Yeah, it's right. Right.
Rook number one.
Rook number one.
Hey, tell the fans.
Tell your name.
My name, Ricky.
Okay, good job, son. Good job. What's your government name, though? What did your parents name?
Charles Mitchell.
Yeah.
From?
Clausdale, Mississippi.
All right, Claus, let me see, son. Welcome to the block.
Now, normally we give them drinks.
But they rookies. They rookies. No drinks for the rookies.
They don't drink.
We're going to drink them. Rookie number two. Let's go, rookie number two. Big rookie. What's up, boy? Hey, welcome to the block, baby.
Big Rook. What up, now?
Tell me your name.
The boy, Big.
I ain't saying Rookie. Nah, my name Rookie.
There we go.
A.K.A. Puddin', A.K.A. Big Cool by my man Spoon.
Big Cool.
Real name Lamar Holmes and Ridges from Gainesville, Florida. Home of the best players in the world.
There we go. All right, good job. All right, rookie number two. Have a seat,
baby. Rookie.
Gave us a little too much. We didn't ask for all that, though.
Man.
Rookie number three.
Say your piece and keep it moving.
There we go. Big boy.
Big boy. I'm Rookie.
Number three.
That right? I'm from Laurinburg, North Carolina.
Rookie number four. Let's go, baby.
Right. My name is Rookie number four.
There we go. Rookie number four.
I'm from Carrollton, Georgia.
Don't be nervous, okay. Man.
Okay. What position? Yeah. Tell him your position.
I'm a long snapper.
There we go. Long snapper.
Show him your stance.
Rookie number five. Come on, there, Rook. There we go.
Home product.
Y'all probably know this guy here. This guy probably looks familiar.
Morris Chestnut.
Let him know. What's name?
Appreciate y'all inviting me to D Block.
No problem.
I'm Rook number five.
There we go.
I'm from Lawrenceville.
I'm Jonathan
Mascoy, number 96, defensive end.
There we go.
I'm from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Oh, okay. There we go. Hometown,
Georgia.
Rookie number five, right? Rookie number six, last but not least. Let's go, man.
We got to see, man. Let's go. Rookie number six. You on the crate.
Rookie number six. There we go.
I'm from the great state of Florida.
My man.
The great state. Let him know. Dominique Davis.
There we go. I like it.
He just hit on the crate.
Rooks, what's going on, fellas?
There we go.
We're going to break it down for y'all. Let y'all know what D Block is all about. D Block is a part of the locker room. It's the section of the locker room. I'm sure y'all probably tried to walk through here and some guys probably threw something at you. I told you to get out of here, Rookie.
Speak. When you come through,
just make sure you, hey, how's it going, guys?
You know what I mean?
You got sunflower seeds, or you got a Gatorade. You see if we look running a little low or anything, you can drop it off over here. It's D Block. All right?
Keep it high.
But don't spend too much time over here, all right? Because y'all are rookies. That's cool. Y'all all right, though. Y'all part of the team, so we showing y'all love. Because we show love to everybody. All right? But the show is about the fans. We like to give the fans a little insight on, you know, the players. Show them a little behind the scenes, you know what I mean?
Good.
You know what I mean? So everything good? Y'all can loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, man. Boys look shook, man.
You're on the block, but you ain't got to be nerds, man. It's the fans, man.
The way I get close to guys are when I feel like I got a connection with them, I give guys nicknames. I like to call them by their nickname. I feel like I got a certain, you know what I mean? I got a certain relationship with them. I feel close to them. I feel like, you know what I mean? In touch with them. You know what I mean? So some of y'all probably got nicknames back home, right?
And if not, we'll come up with a nickname here on D Block.
On the block, man.
On the block. That's cool. You got a nickname back home?
I got a nickname back home.
Okay, oh, we're going to get you one. Right,
I didn't have one growing up, but when I went to state.
Hey, talk to the fans, man. The fans
want
to know.
I went to state, everybody, all my teammates call me C. Mitch. So.
C. Mitch?
All right. Money making Mitch.
Money Mitch. Yeah, we already got one for you.
I ain't got no nickname back home, you know. I got a nickname in Spoon Game. That's all I got right now.
What's Cool call
you? Big Cool.
Okay.
I call him Big Cool. All right. Because I noticed he wore his jewelry at practice.
What the O line? I heard the O line calling you something earlier.
Some of the vets on the O line, you know, they called me Puddin'.
Puddin'.
Don't know where it came from. You know, it's just one day they made it up and started calling. You know, it just took it and ran with it.
I like that. Puddin'. You can grow out of that one though. That's the name you can grow out of. Puddin'. Right. I like Puddin'. Bit what?
You gave me the nickname Big Boy Spoon, Big Tip. Okay. Spoon called me a little bit of everything.
Big country,
no net.
We love you now. Big no tip. Net. I like big
tip because he got a little tip to him when he walk.
He leans. Tilt.
He tilts it over a little bit.
Oh, little tip. Big tip. Long snapper.
I never really had a nickname. You know, I was looking forward to seeing what D-Block had in mind for me. You know, really interested in knowing.
All right.
You might don't have one.
D-Block, Spoon, and the rest of the guys call me Morris Chestnut.
What Keith called you?
He called me everything in the book. Keep don't matter what it is. First thing that comes to his head. P calls me Rick. Everybody back home call me Johnny Boy.
Johnny Boy.
Whatever comes to mind, you know, I roll with it.
I've been calling him Rick. The rookie think he's a vet.
I like that.
Street clothes on.
Yeah, man,
get to work early, son.
I like that.
D Block, what y'all got for the rookie?
I got it for all of them, man. What's your hidden talent, man? What's something we don't know about on the block, man?
Right in.
Come on, man. Jump at it.
I don't really have a hidden talent. I'm a laid-back guy. You know, I like the simple things, man. I don't really do nothing too out the way.
Florida boy.
Okay. Yeah.
I like your vibe, Florida boy.
Money making Mitch.
I grew up playing the piano.
Ray, he got something too.
Hey, Falcon fans, stay tuned. We're working on a band.
We
got a band. We're trying to form. You know, it's gonna be D Block Funk Band or something. You know, Funk Festival, D Block. You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Paperwork, right?
Got a hidden talent myself. You know, I'm pretty much in the same boat with him. Other than, you know, I really like playing basketball.
I grew up playing basketball.
That was my first love, and you know, got too big and had to play football.
Who game then?
All right.
Just put them down low.
Oh, no, I shoot and drill.
Big country, what you got?
I'm a country boy. I like to fish, man.
There we go. Fishing.
My man.
Okay,
new guy.
I'll take anybody in ping pong.
Ping pong.
That's it. Yep.
I'm working on it.
Yep.
All right. See what you got.
Morris.
Hidden talent, shoot. I'm good with numbers. I know how to cook. That's about it. He like his money. I'm good with numbers,
and I know how to cook.
The best man.
So.
Y'all say good with money.
You like math. All right. Mathematician. D-Block.
Good. Count, you can play.
Yeah, D-Block, what does y'all got for him, man?
All y'all rookies, I'm sure probably y'all stepped out together. Who got the most swag of all
y'all?
Who would y'all say got the most swag?
The most swag, I don't know. I know somebody would take the longest to get ready. But I ain't really stepped out with him yet. But I know he be dressed up every time he go out.
Who's that?
I ain't even got to tell you. You pretty much already know.
Rick.
Mitch.
Mad. All right. Also, hey, hold on. We love the kids, all right?
Yeah,
keep it clean on him, bro.
Gotcha.
Keep it real clean, all right? Go ahead.
So you said Mitch and
Mitch and Mash.
Mitch and Mash. Money making Mitch.
Hold on. I got something to say.
My opinion is Puddin'.
He put it together.
Be honest.
We're going to find out this weekend.
Let me see. I'll take a vote now. I like that.
Y'all stay together.
That's what I like. Loyalty. I like that.
Look, so nobody?
Nobody.
Hello, MasterCard looking down here. Hold on. Tell him, man. Who you got, MasterCard?
Oh, I ain't got nobody.
Oh, okay. All right. You looking like.
No, I'm looking at Tree.
No. Keep him slack. It's locked. I'm good.
Okay. Big block. What else y'all got for the rooks, man? You know, we.
Get in, Spoon.
Let's talk about, you know, it's that rookie moment. You know, you've been a part of the league for a little bit now. You know, what's been that moment that when you look back on, you're going to always remember something that's happened so far? That's for everybody.
It was my first start. Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I found out right before the game. He told me I was starting. You know, that was like a dream
preseason
come
game?
True.
You had a preseason?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That was like a dream come true, you know.
Okay.
Being in the NFL, then you starting. That was one of my –
okay. What about you, Money Mitch?
Well, I guess you can say my first time dressing, you know, in San Diego. You know,
How was it? Was you nervous? You know, you anxious?
Yeah, I'm more anxious than nervous, you know, excited, you know, ready to get out there, get a chance to play dress, you know, break it down with the guys for the game, stuff like that. Just stuff you remember, you know.
Okay.
So just get a chance to go through that for the first time. It's pretty special for me.
Pudding.
Yeah, me, you know, I have to say, you know, probably Jacksonville too, you know, and I actually got to play one coming back from rehab. After, you know, I had been out 3 months and I finally got to, you know, put the pass on, you know, finally go against somebody and actually play. That's one thing I never forget.
First time.
I'll have to say my first step in the Kansas game. You know, my first time playing, you know, true NFL game. Just get my first snap, so I will always remember that.
Okay.
I'd have to say getting the snap, the game-winning field goal last week.
That was exciting.
That was good. You know, got to contribute my part, you know, for the team win. And, you know, meant a lot to me.
That's far.
Morris?
I have to say just the whole process, the whole 4-0 process, being part of you know, a group of guys that really, you know, take this as their livelihood and just, you know, allow me to be a part of it. Being part of that win, you know, that big win, you know, 3-and-out on defense and then offense moving the ball, helping, you know, going against the offensive line every week. Helping them boys protect Matt and what he can do. So,
I got
a question. A lot of people might not know this guy here.
Okay.
Went head to head with Cam Newton, you know, in a junior college, you know. Bowl game.
Really?
So, you know, tell us how that feels now that you know you went head to head with him.
I want
to
hear about winning.
Speak on.
I didn't even know this. You see the success he has, and you look up and know, like, hey, I'm on my way. You know
next.
What I mean?
First of all, I appreciate being part of D Block and all, but I don't appreciate you bringing up that game. Every time that game come up, it hurt me every time because we lost by a punt return. We was up by 2-3 points. We punted the ball about 30 seconds left. We punted, man, catch it, take it for a touchdown, and we lost by 5-6 points.
Right. We're with you,
bro.
We're with you, man.
Anything else? Anything you got?
Nah, I ain't really got nothing else. You know.
Big love.
To ask you, all y'all, you know, coming into the league, what were you most, you know, like, nervous about coming into the league? You know, was it the expectations, you know, coming into the locker room full of vets, you know, not knowing what was going to go on? What made you the most nervous? What were you excited about?
Okay,
I was excited about everything, you know, coming to the league. You know, the most things I was nervous about, you know, is, you know, really being accepted. You know, you're coming from a new team where there's guys already here that's in place, and, you know, you don't really know, you know, the team going to accept you or not, you know, somebody going to willing, you know, to give you a helping hand. From all the stories that you hear, like, some vets, you know, they'll help you, and some vets, you know, they'll be, you know, completely against it. So, you know, I was really worried about, you know, being accepted myself.
Go ahead, big dog, right here. Let me talk to you, huh?
What I liked about it when I first got here was like you said, y'all accepted us, and it was like from hearing from other experience, a lot of people say, oh, you know, don't listen to the vets. But when I got here, you know, everybody was together. And we all had one goal, it was a win. So I like the fact that, you know, y'all just accepted us and y'all knew we didn't know the stuff and y'all just stuck with us and, you know, seen what we had and just kept us going the whole time.
That's what we do.
Hey, good Ricky group.
Good group. What's that, Pastor Paul? What you got there?
You got something? Kind of just tail coat off what them two guys said.
Rob
got a question for Matt.
You from here, right?
Yeah.
Born and raised. How's it feel being that you drafted into the same state, you know, that you from?
It's gotta be tough.
How is it? You know what I'm saying? You feel like you're the man when you step out? You feel like, you know, there's pressure on you? What is it?
Actually, when I step out, you know, I just got to be careful about the things I do now, and you know, my the situations I put myself in, and how I carry myself out in the public, just because it's my hometown, and so many people know me, and you know, I'm representing the Atlanta Falcons. So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. You have your good and you have your bad. So I just try to keep myself in the middle, not try to get outside the line.
Eat some tickets.
See,
know you heard that.
See, yeah, I heard that a lot. So I just go ahead and tell them, you know, look on the internet site first, you know. And, I let them know, you know, shoot, tickets are $165 after, you know, your second ticket. I tell them, go ahead and give me about, you know, 90, and I'll pay for the rest, you know, so. But it's been a good experience, man. I love it.
Hey, good, good.
Sometimes you got to cut him off. Just
cut it off, man.
Yeah, cut him off, man. Hey. Yo, man, let's go ahead and close it out, Pete. Go ahead.
Hey, we need y'all to treat the fans with something, though. I don't know if it's
a song,
a dance together. I don't, you know, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but that's what D-Block is all about. So treat the fans with something.
Lean on
you. Know what I mean? Lean on me. Here we go.
Lean on me.
I know lean on me.
Everybody know lean on me.
Good job.
Yeah,
we can.
Y'all killing with that then.
That's something we learned in the rookie symposium.
Good job.
And it go like this. Good job, good job.
Good job, good job. G-O-O-D-J-O-B. Good job, good job.
Unison.
Hey,
man. Welcome to D-Block, man.
Hey, now go get the towels.
Good job, man.
Go get the towels. Go run the shower water.
Get the shower.
We was gonna let Pat hang out with y'all. We was gonna let Pat talk with y'all.
He can't come out.
You know,
he can't play today.
He can't.
He can't come out.
Pat. He's close.
Good to see y'all, man.
Y'all
show them y'all little handshake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to the Capitol, baby.
Let's go.
He ain't gonna hit it. He ain't gonna hit it. It's all right.